Chapter 6. I am looking for you everywhere, even though I know you are almost certainly in the garden, tending and tasting, pressing your mouth into the first peony's insanity of petals.
I am my beloved's like the peony is theirs, opening to their breath and being carried tenderly into the house to die, cherished in their presence over the course of decades. I am my beloved's,
and my beloved is mine like the red birds flickering through the bower are mine, tiptoeing across the grass and then diving skyward, satiated and scattering pollen.
You are lush as a storm, my honeybee, my cliff edge,
sending the hunger to tumble down the backs of my thighs. Cover your face with your hands. Don't let me see you. I can't take it.
I will die from your beauty over the course of decades.
My fingers in your hair are the wind body slamming the branches that overflow with green. You are a red bird, hovering.
The veil of your hands, the skin of a pomegranate, hiding the jewels of your smile.
Revealing the jewels of your smile. How many of us have there been?
My Enkidu, my Bozi, my sacred band, and how many yet to come? Will they know our names and say them in the litany?
Will they tell our story in the lineage of the loves that burned in the Molotov cocktails and the hearths alike?
Will they find our photographs and wonder to each other if it was the same for us as it is for them?
I went into the garden to find you, my Molotov cocktail, my hearth, to see if my seedlings had bloomed.
And before I knew it, you hit me like a Mustang.